Hey everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. So I want to talk about an email I received. Now I'm going to show the email on the screen, but I'm going to be censoring out any identifying information. So I'm going to read this email and we're going to talk about it because I see this as a problem. So the email begins about Men's Night Out. Men's Night Out, MGTOW Night Out, is a social event for the modern man. Who needs social proof that he can regain his masculinity through the MGTOW philosophy? We provide a unique conference with the MGTOW heading each panel that discusses finance, education, relationship, fitness, marriage, women, social order. This unique men's MGTOW movement is unlike any men's movement in the history of modern society, and MGTOW Night Out offer a unique event that caters to the modern man who's looking to regain his masculinity, build wealth, and create a true legacy. Because most MGTOW hold their identity secret, we are hosting a live podcast with over 2,000 guests. I would like to know how much you would charge to speak via podcast. We can give you percentage of ticket sales or an upfront cost to speak live on. Here's what I need from you, a verbal confirmation for. Here is my commitment, a $1,000 to $5,000 guest fee and 2% draw for promoting the event. Ticket sales is $25 per person, $100 fee for promo video. Alright, so that's the email. Now here's the problem. MGTOW is not a business. Don't try to make it a business. And this event reeks of a PUA event. It reeks of like an AVFM kind of MRA event. Just stop.
It's time to stop! It's time to stop, okay? No more! Where the fuck are your parents? Who are your parents? I'm gonna call Child Protective Services. It's time to stop!
I do podcasts all the time. Nobody has to pay to talk to me. Nobody has to pay to hear me speak. It's free. YouTube is a free platform. You could watch anybody's videos, unless they're on YouTube Red or something like that. They're free. And that's the way it should be. MGTOW knowledge is free and freely available. It's not a business. Now, that doesn't mean you can't monetize your videos. It doesn't mean you can't have a Patreon and accept donations and stuff like that. That's fine. I don't care. But what you're trying to do here is you're trying to turn MGTOW into a business, and that's not going to work. Because for a business to work, the information has to be restricted. Because nobody's going to pay for information which they can get for free. I'm also seeing a lot of red flags in what you think MGTOW philosophy is about. And I'm not saying you're entirely wrong. MGTOW is essentially very basic. But you add on top of that whatever your concept of self-actualization is. But when you're talking about regaining your masculinity, social proof, that reeks of PUA. MGTOW should not give a shit, a solitary shit, about social proof and regaining their masculinity. Especially when those two are combined. Because regaining your masculinity as a form of social proof inevitably involves external validation. You're trying to pander to what society says a man should be. Fuck society. You do what makes you happy. You live your life on your terms. If you don't have social proof, if you're not admired by other people, if you don't fit society's definition of masculine, who gives a fucking shit? And then later on it talks about discussing finance, education, relationship, fitness, marriage, women, social order. The one thing that really jumped out was marriage. Are you suggesting that MGTOW give marriage advice? I mean, I could understand maybe surviving within a marriage if you're red pill while married. But you're in a shitty situation. You have to walk a very fine line, try to protect your assets in case a divorce ever comes, you're not completely wiped out. But while I have a concern about your understanding of MGTOW philosophy, my primary concern is trying to turn MGTOW into a business, trying to charge people $25 to attend a podcast by me, when my podcasts are some of the lowest viewed videos I make. You know, I make a normal kind of MGTOW or even a TFM news video. It gets about 10,000 views. When I release a podcast, it gets maybe 2,000. So we're talking 1/5 the views. People aren't necessarily interested in a podcast. And these are free. I announce them on Twitch. Anybody can talk to me. Anybody can come on the podcast if they want. And it's free. And yet very few people actually want to be on the podcast. I honestly can't see a situation where people would be willing to pay $25 to essentially attend a podcast. When only 1/5 of my regular viewers watch the podcasts I give away for free. One of the big strengths of MGTOW is everything is free. Even if there's a donation link, it's not shoved down your throat. You can watch MGTOW content, you could learn, you can improve your life today, and it doesn't cost you anything, except your time. When you look at a lot of the PUA culture, they're always selling some book or tickets to some seminar. And then it becomes a business deal. And the problem with that is when it's your business, you look at other people who are doing the same thing as competition. When somebody else starts a MGTOW channel and they produce content, that's great. Because it's one more voice that could potentially reach someone that no one else can reach, save their life. But if this was my job, if I relied on this income, if I needed people to attend my seminars in order for me to pay the bills, every new MGTOW channel would threaten my business. Because the more information they give away for free, the less my information is worth. If I need to charge $25 per ticket, and other people are giving it away for free, I'm not going to sell that many tickets. And that's going to build resentment. And you can see this in the MGTOW community now. I'm not going to name names, but you can see the rivalry between channels which use MGTOW as a business, that produce content in order to make money, because they rely on the income from their channels. Other channels are seen as competition. I think that's bad for MGTOW. I think it's bad for men in general. So if there's anyone out there who thinks this might be a good idea, who thinks that charging $25 to attend a podcast is a good idea, why don't you just watch my podcast? Why don't you come onto my Twitch channel and talk to me? It's free. Talk about whatever you want. I mean, we can talk about finance, education, relationship, fitness, marriage, women, social order, whatever you want. I'm not going to charge you $25. I'm not going to charge you a $1,000 speaking fee. MGTOW is a philosophy, not a business. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.